What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris. On Everybody Hates Chris podcast, I talk about relationship, give you guys relationship advice. I also talk about stories from retail, also freaky tales, stories about my life that you can laugh, get a little chuckle on, as well as learn a thing or two, okay? Subscribe to me on all platforms, on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Also, hit the links in the description below if you want to check me out on my social handles such as YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. I'm everywhere and I'm all about it. All right, we're about to get into and tackle another life story from your boy. I'm Chris the Don One. Peace and love, guys. Okay, so on today's episode, we're going to be doing things a little bit different today. Today, we're going to be talking, I'm going to give out some relationship advice to the females out there. A lot of females talk about how it's difficult to date in these times. It's hard to find a man. You know, what do men like? Just having a hard time connecting with the right special someone. All right, so a lot of this advice is, you know, you can utilize this advice for yourself when you're trying to find the right man in your life. I don't know if this will apply to same sex genders or, you know, people that are wanting to have multiple partners or anything like that. This is just basically traditional man versus females. And I remember there was a book that was out a long time ago. Women are from Venus and men are from Mars. Basically saying that, you know, they're different. Men are different. Women are different. You know, there are a lot of things that attract a woman to a man that you really can't apply logically to a man being attracted to a woman. So every man has this DNA about themselves. Okay. It doesn't matter if he's a man making eight figures. It doesn't matter if he's college educated. It doesn't matter if this man is a blue collar worker. He's a trash man. You know, he's whatever, you know, whatever background he has. All men has this DNA. Okay. Every man has this DNA. And in layman's term, in its simplest form, men are more visual about, you know, men are, you know, out of all their senses, men ultimately, when they see a woman, the first thing that sparks instantly with a man is the visual presentation about a woman, whereas women... And like I said, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of women that's going to disagree with me. I feel like women go by emotions, how they feel about that man at that particular time. You know, a woman can see a man in two different occasions and have two different feelings or emotions about that guy. Okay, but this is basically for the women out there that's having it rough. It's rough out there dating. You can't find a man, this, that, the third. You can apply this logic. Hopefully, it steers you in the right direction. All right. So figure out what a man wants and what a man needs, you have to look at a man by its simplest form, if you break it down, men are visual. That's why a lot of women that, that their presentation visually is maybe more attracted to you. That's why a lot of these women, really don't have a hard time finding a man. Now, you know, after a while, you know, the a man is not going to basically look on your, it's not going to base solely on his looks, on your looks. You know, after a while, when there's a lot of info about you, you know, then men are going to be kind of cautious dating you. But if, you know, if there's no rough data out there for a woman and you can only base your opinion solely on her presentation, then this would naturally work for you. But I don't know, you know, how long it can work for you. So men are you know, are attractive visually to a woman. It doesn't matter how much a woman makes. It doesn't matter how smart the woman is. It doesn't matter their occupation. It doesn't matter their status. A man is his main function in being connected or being attractive to a woman is her presentation. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's nothing that's going to top that. You know, no man is going to come into a club or, you know, a social gathering, and the first thing he's thinking about is, I want to find a woman that's, you know, have a high IQ, or I'm looking for a woman that, you know, have dividends, that has money, that has a savings plan, a retirement plan, or just a plan about life in general. The first thing men in a social gathering looks at is how attractive the woman is. All right. Now, understanding that, we're going to phase it into the next phase, and that is presentation and appearance is the number one trait for any man. All right. What you're wearing. Okay. A woman, a mid attractive woman that, you know, is put together, that have, tight fitting clothes. You're able to see, body parts on this woman, like her butt, her breasts. You can also see her face, you know, her body. A man is going to be more attracted. You're going to get more men magnetized to you than you just coming into a social gathering, you know, with basic clothes, or, you're presenting yourself the same clothes you wear at work, or every day you go to a nightclub with those same clothes, you may not attract a lot of men. You know, women, you have to understand, in every arena in life, there's competition. There's competition. There's competition in your workplace. There's competition in your church. There's competition at whatever university or school you go to. There's competition everywhere. You know, even going to the grocery store, there's competition. And women need to, you know, women need to understand that these are battles. Okay. They're, you know, like if you go to a Walmart or a Target, you're going to have to face reality. You know, there's 1,000 women at Target putting on their best, attractive clothes so men can look at them. And it doesn't matter if the woman's married, the woman's single, you know, or maybe the woman's out there looking for a guy. It's just, that's how the world works. When you're talking about women, rate themselves on how attractive they are, or how good looking they are, or how they dress, by eyeballs. And if you have to, you know, put the fault on anything, and I know a lot of women point to men, you know, well, if men stop Google-agging, women, then we wouldn't have this problem. You know, I think men in the beginning, you could say that, but the advent of social media, where, you know, everyone is trying to get the most followers, the most likes, okay? Social media is pretty much a reputation of, you know, of society, where you have to have the most people looking at you, all right? You know, and that's how you base whether or not how hot you are or how attractive you are. So women, you have to understand, when you go to any social gathering or just no social gathering, you just go, if you're out and about, you have to understand there's rules and regulations when you go out there. There are don'ts, there are do's, and then there are don'ts. Okay. You have to understand, like if you go to the mall, there's going to be 1,000 other women that's going to put their best stuff on, put, hair, makeup, toes, everything. They're ready for the battle of how many guys are going to look at me today. All right. So if you're trying to look for an eligible bachelor or just a man, you have to understand that there are other women and they may not be looking for a man, but what they are looking for is validation on how attractive they look or this, that, and the third. All right. So those are the competitions that's your competition. Particularly if you're looking for a man out here. If you're really trying to find that special someone and then, you know, y'all get married, that's the competition that you're dealing with. Okay. So knowing this knowledge, a woman can sit back and say, okay, so what I bring to the table does not apply to a man. I can have the best job in the country, and that would not apply to an average man. Well, I'm not talking about the 1% or the 5% or the 10%. Okay, I'm talking about a below average man. Your job is not the most attractive thing about you if he wants to be with you. No matter what school you graduate from, no matter what university or vocational school, or if you're a nurse or anything, that is not the numero uno thing on the table that's going to determine whether or not y'all are going to be a couple or not. All right? So your job means nothing to a below average man. Your school, your education means nothing to a below average man. And we're not talking about the top 1%, the top 5%, the top 10% of men, high value men. All right. It just doesn't, particularly if a below average man has a pretty average job, because if you look at the metrics, you know, men make more money than women in the workforce. Okay. There are a lot of men who, you know, a lot of women get it twisted and confused. A lot of women think, oh, well, you're a trash guy, so you pick up trash every morning. Do women, the most smartest women, they know how much a man makes. Like, you know, if you're trying to get the top 1%, the top 5%, if you're trying to get the high value man, if you're trying to date a professional athlete or actor, okay, you're already Googling how much this man makes. And that's the tippity top of the top when it comes to women. They know how much these men, they know how much these men are making. All right. And it seems like to me, average women don't even go that far. You know, everyone has a smartphone. All you have to do is Google how much a waste management man, it's a trash guy, but it's waste management, how much the average man makes doing that. Or, you know, working at the post office or the postal service, or, you know, Amazon delivery, or whatever the case may be. Most women, they have to understand that they have this smartphone in their hand and they don't even Google for these answers to get basic answers. Okay. So, but back to what I'm talking about, the most below average man, He doesn't care about your college background. He doesn't care about how much money you make. That's not going to attract the man to you. I'm sorry to say this, women, it's your beauty. And I feel like a lot of women after the age of 26, they don't keep up the beauty standard. Like when they were, you know, 15, 16, 17, you know, beauty was up there. And then when they got out of high school and went to college or start going into the work profession, you know, it seems like when they get older, like, you know, after 26, you know, they stop, you know, caring about their appearance. They stop going to the gym. They stop, you know, eating the right stuff. They just eat, you know, just eat everything. And I know a lot of women are going to get mad what I'm about to say, but I'm just giving you women facts, okay? The average man or the below average man, they don't care about how much money you could bring to the table or, you know, or your college, your education. Because a man, another function, another part of a man's DNA is being a provider. Believe it or not, there's a lot of men out there that feel like a woman doesn't need to provide to keep the house going. If you got the woman that you want, that's her sole purpose to take care of things around the house. She's loyal to the soil. She's taking care of her beauty. She's not, you know, she's taking care of her body. There are below average men and average men that would work overtime and also take on another job for you to do your job. Your job to a man is to look beautiful. And I know this is going to sound, once again, this is going to sound very hurtful. I know a lot of women, and I shouldn't say hurtful, but I'm just telling you the truth. I know women who are married. I know this woman, she's like 60 years old, and she still looks beautiful. Still looks beautiful. And I used to work at this retail store, and I would see them shop a lot. But she would mainly, you know, shop by herself while her husband goes out. And she's 60, and I swear to God, she has a body of a 40-year-old. She looks amazing, okay? And she would tell us, you know, like, look, I don't work. I never work. You know, my husband does all the work. She just takes care of the work around the house, but she's also taking care of herself because she knows her beauty, her being attractive is a motivation for her husband so the husband can be the provider and take care of the house and things of that nature. Now, a lot of women are going to say, well, that's just not enough. Just taking care of the house, paying the bills and the utility, occasionally going out on vacations and things of that nature. That's not good enough. Okay. I got to have the best of the best. Okay. I got to be laced with the finer things in life. I got to have jewelry. I have to have, the most expensive, fashion and driving the most expensive cars. All right. That's just not good enough. But being realistic, there are a lot of women that are below the age of 20, 26 that are still working and they don't even have beautiful women that are working and don't have the luxury of a man providing for them. Okay? They just haven't found that guy that's willing to be a provider and a protector for her because she's not bringing nothing. You know, she's bringing more problems. You know, the old adage is, you know, if you're talented, we're going to put up with a lot of your ish until you're no longer talented no more. That's the term they use in football. And with a woman, yeah, you know, when you was young and you was beautiful, we would put up with, men would put up with certain things like your behavior, your attitude. All right. But when you got older and men, you know, and an average man is looking at this like, wait a minute, you're older now. You're not in your 20s no more. You're on the bottom half of your 30s, heading to 40, and your attitude has just gotten worse. Okay, why am I going through this when I can trade you in and get another woman who's just as beautiful as you and has less problems than you? I feel like women says, could, I think there's a lot of women on the planet that feel like, as long as I'm beautiful, he's going to put up with a lot of my mess. And that is true to a certain extent. But a lot of men, you know, over time, it wears on them. So guess what men do? They go seek out women who is just as attractive as you, maybe more attractive than you, but understands the game. Like, hey, if I want this guy to be a provider for me and to be a protector for me, then I got to do the right things and say the right things to keep that guy. That's why there's a lot of guys that cheat. Now, there are guys that are habitual line steppers, and they're going to cheat regardless. They can find the right woman, the perfect woman, and they'll still cheat. Okay? We're not talking about those guys. But there are some guys that if they're lacking things at home, they're going to go out and find those things. All right. Why you think strip clubs are a $1 million to a $1 billion commodity? Okay. Why you think OnlyFans is successful? Why you think Pornhub is the most searchable term on the internet? Why you think guys, you know, go on these back pages and these websites and hire escorts? Why you think, you know, so women need to understand, if you're not taking care of your business at home, there's going to be another woman out there, and she might live right next door to you, that will provide the service that your man is lacking. And your man will give her more respect. Your man will give her more attention. And yes, your man will give up his money, more of his money to her, because she's providing something that you're lacking on. And that's why, you know, that's why the error of cheating exists. Now, women cheat as well. And yes, this rule does not apply to every man. There are just some men out there that are just dogs, and they just cheat to be cheating. Okay, I get that. All right. So the two things we talked about: maintaining your attractiveness. Let's backtrack. Okay, a man's simplest form in his DNA is the first thing that he sees in a woman is her beauty, how well she's put together. All right. That's a man in his simplest form. If you just do that, ladies, you will be able to keep your man. All right. Two, a man, what you bring to the table does not attract a man. The only thing that attracts a man and keep you having that man is your beauty and how you take care of yourself. All right. It doesn't matter your college background. It doesn't matter how your work history or how much money you make. None of that stuff matters, because a man, also in his DNA, is a provider and a protector. The majority of men are providers and protectors. And a man, if you are loyal to the soil to him and you keep your beauty, and you keep, you know, the things that pleases him about you, if you're doing that, Plus, you're taking care of your business in the house. And when I mean taking care of your business in the house, I'm not talking about just simply cleaning up. I'm talking about, you know, being a provider to your husband when he's home. Okay? You got to get all the toxic negativity out of him about his day. You know, you also have to understand, women, let's be realistic. When a man's out there in the workforce, he's working with other women. Okay? Those other women are going to, are if you're not taking care of your business, those other women are taking care of their business. Plus, women are, you know, are consumers too. He's probably dealing with female customers. All right? So, you know, you got to give him a reason to come home. All right? Women, you got to understand that there's competition out there, female-wise, that if you're not handling your end of the bar of the bargain, some other woman is. All right? So, those are the two things that guys are real simple, women. How attractive you look is the single thing that, and it's pretty much the only thing that gets that spark connecting as far as you trying to have a relationship with. And then you have to demonstrate loyalty, okay, to that man. You have to be loyal to the soil to that man. You have to be a ride or die type of woman to that man, all right? Now, and you know, you have to maintain your end of the bargain. Okay. So let's phase into, like, to me personally, you have to take care. Everyone has a job in the relationship. A man's job in the relationship is to be a protector, a provider. Okay, that's his job. Your job as a woman, okay, is to be loyal to your man and take and you have to be a motivator to your man. If you are loyal and you are a vessel you as a person is a vessel to that man, as far as beauty and still being attractive, a man would flip over backwards, would do anything for a woman that's taking care of her end of the bargain. And look at it this way, women. Okay. If he's not being a provider and a protector for you, okay, are you still interested in him? If he stops working and he doesn't respect anything you do, are you still in there? Are you still wanting to be in a relationship with him? No. If he finds other women beautiful than you and talk about those other women in front of your face, are you still in a relationship with him? No. It's the same analogy for a man. Women, you have to understand, you have a responsibility in relationship just like he has a responsibility in the relationship. And when you stop doing your end of the bargain, he's going to stop doing his end of the bargain. When he stops doing his end of the bargain, you're going to stop doing your end of the bargain. That's how it works, okay? We all have jobs in the relationship. And I just think that's the number one thing that's why a lot of women have a hard time finding a man. That's why, and in a lot of cases, there's some men out there that's having a hard time finding a woman. Because social media has trained us as men and women that's not the most important thing. Okay? That's not what you really should be wanting. And that's what social media has taught us. Social media has manipulated us as men and women to say, nah, this is more valuable in the relationship than that. in its basic, simplest form, oh, man has a job and a woman has a job in the relationship. And it seems like social media has told men and women, well, that's not important. Okay. And why I say social media, because when you look at what gets all the clicks, the validations, the views, it's just the most oddest stuff in social media. Like being ratchet is, and it's not just women being ratchet, men being ratchet too. Like being disrespectful is a turn on for men and women. Women disrespecting men disrespecting women. That's what social media has trained us into believing. That's why, in order to have a successful relationship, you know, you have to, you know, just say what you want to say with no filter. You could be, I feel like women and men are misguided by social media, and social media has really affected and taken over a lot of things in our lives. And we just go to social media and whoever's the most popular, whoever's the most successful, we take their guidance. Okay. When you need to look at it at its simplest form. Okay. If you break it down, men are providers and protectors. Women are motivators for men to conquer whatever they're conquering in their lives. It worked in the beginning of time. What makes y'all think it shouldn't work now? It's the only things, it's the only ingredients that, you know, that has a successful relationship. Now, moving on, knowing that women, you have to understand, you have a job to do as a motivator for your man. You have to understand, if you fail, you only have one job and one job only. Okay. Yeah, there are other responsibilities and things of that nature, but the main thing, the main item that you have to make sure you're taking care of as far as your business in your home is to be a motivator to your man. All right. You know, women, here's one thing I notice about women. Women think, if I just do the most basic thing, I'm going to be able to keep my man. All right? And that is not true. You have to do more in order to keep your man and to keep your relationship. And we're going to talk about men in a few minutes. This is not an attack on women, and this is not an attack on men. I'm just telling you, if you're that person that's always saying, I can't never find a man, men don't like me, or men are not available, men are not interested in dating, and vice versa to men, I can't find a decent woman. Women don't want me. I mean, or, you know, women are not interested in dating and things of that nature. I'm just saying, I feel like what I'm saying is men and women have pretty much given up on their responsibilities in their relationships. They're just creating new rules as they go on in a relationship. And that's why a lot of relationships don't last. Okay. So, okay. As far as a woman, you have to be a motivator for your man. A man has to be motivated to get his ass up every morning to go to work. All right. A man has to be motivated to do whatever it takes to take care of y'all's situation at home. A man has the DNA to, like, at the end of the day, a man is a protector and a provider. No matter what type of man we're talking about, they still have that resonating in their DNA. And a man will do whatever it takes to take care of his situation at home. Even if it means if he has to work two jobs or three jobs, even if it means that he has to work overtime, even if it means that, you know, a man's going to do whatever he has to do to, you know, take care of the home. Okay. Yes, it's nice. I'm not saying a woman should not work. But what I am saying is if the number one responsibility to a woman is to be a motivator for a man to do that. And a man's not just simply going to do that if you're not motivating him. That's what women don't understand. I'm not saying a woman should not work. But what I am saying is, women, if you want your life so easy, all right, and maybe later in your life you're able to give up your 9-to-5 and allow your man to do the working. And if you want, if that's the end goal, fine. But if you are okay with working, still, this is your responsibility, all right? You have to be a motivator for your man so he can, where he gets up every morning, busts his tail. And if he has to work overtime, he's going to work overtime. If he has to take on another job, he will take on another job. But you have to be a motivator to your man. All right? What is being a motivator to your man? What attracts your man about you? Okay? If you got, if your man, you know, the most, if your man love, I mean, if your man is attracted by your breasts, then use your breasts as a motivating factor. If your man likes, you know, is motivated by your beauty, let your beauty be a motivating factor. If your man likes your hips or how big your ass is, be a motivator for your man. A lot of women don't understand that. A lot of women do the opposite of trying to keep a man. Like, when y'all started dating, everything goes, okay? Okay, I'm going to put on this sexy mini skirt. I'm going to look sexy for my man. I'm going to have these, I'm going to have some nights to have sexy lingerie on. We're going to have fun and, you know, things that he wants to do at night. You know, if I got to get a little freaky, I'm going to get a little freaky. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this man. And then as soon as you get this man, y'all stop doing all that stuff, okay? I'm not saying every night you have to sleep in lingerie, but every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to wear lingerie. I'm not saying every once in a while y'all get a little extra freaky in bed. Y'all got to do that every night, but I'm saying it doesn't hurt to do that every once in a while, okay? What I'm trying to say to you women is you the same stuff that got you connected with that man, you got to continue to do that and add things along the way. You don't have to do it every night. You don't have to do it every day. But it doesn't hurt to do it every once in a while. And I feel like a lot of women forget that, and then they make excuses. Oh, I got to clean up the house. I don't have time to wear lingerie. Oh, I got to cook. We may not have no nookie time. We may not have no sex time. You know, women are, you know, it just seems like when they, women look at it as this, when they have to take care of the house or when they have kids, they feel like, okay, I don't have to do that stuff no more. I already got my man. Okay. Like women, do y'all remember when you was trying to get this guy? And every once in a while, you would call him at work and have naughty phone calls or, you know, send him a picture of you in your birthday suit or in your lingerie. And there's a caption on top of it thinking of you. You know, women, the stuff that you were doing early in your relationship, you're not doing it later in your relationship. It just seems like it's a cutoff point. Like, okay, I'm too old to be doing that. I'm too old to wear lingerie. Who said that there's an age limit in being naughty? Who said there's an age limit where you can't wear lingerie? Who said that there's an age limit where you can't have sexy phone conversation? Okay. Sometimes you have to do that every once in a while to be a motivation to your husband, particularly when he's going through a lot of bullshit at his workplace, particularly when there are other females that he worked with at the workplace that, you know, that wants attention from men. There are a lot of women out there that have, you know, that wants another married man to look at them. There are a lot of women out there that would love to break up a happy home. There's a lot of women out there that would want to have sex with a married man. It's a turn on for them. All right. So you, as a woman in the relationship, you have to be a motivator to your man from all the bullshit that he has to deal with at work, from all the female workers that he sees. Okay, from all the female customers that he sees, from all the distractions, at the end of the day, you have to keep him going and keep him insane and in check throughout the whole entire day, okay? It doesn't matter if you're 20, if you're 30, 40, 50, even 70, you still have a responsibility in the relationship, okay? Now, with men, on the other hand, men has a responsibility in the relationship as well. All right. Men, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, it doesn't matter. You know, you always going to have to take out trash. Even if you have kids, even if your kids are older, even if you have grandkids. Okay. You just can't say, well, let one of them take it. All right. Men, you're a provider and you are a protector. Okay, it's never a situation where, well, I shouldn't have to take out trash no more, or I shouldn't have to help around the house. Okay, men, you have responsibilities too to keep your relationship insane. Okay, all right. Well, to help well as far as relationship being healthy, or even having a relationship. Okay, women. You have a responsibility and obligation on your part of a relationship, and men do as well. Okay. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what social media says. You know, social media is a shortcut in life. People think by watching a 15-second video, they feel like they got life already figured out. Or when people are, you know, Instagram, TikTok, people or short, whatever, people watch those things and think that those rules should apply in their relationship. And when you're talking about a relationship, you're talking about something that's going to last long. Okay, definitely longer than a TikTok video, definitely longer than the Instagram reel, definitely longer than a YouTube short. Okay, that stuff looks fine and dandy, and you see these couples making this short type of content, and you're saying, oh, they got everything figured out. Okay, a relationship is long. It's longer than a 15-second TikTok video. And if you want your relationship happy, then there are things you're obligated to do in a relationship, men, and there are things that you are obligated to do, women, in the relationship as well. And if one is struggling on either end, there's an imbalance, and then that's why a lot of people break up. That's why a lot of people get divorces. That's why a lot of people think marriage isn't as valuable as it once was. Okay. And it's not a young man perspective. I hear a lot of older people say the same exact things. Well, marriage isn't for everybody. You know, it's unrealistic to be in a relationship 5+ years, you know. I remember back in the day, if you was in a relationship or was married 10 years, that was everyone was striving for that. Well, we should at least be in a relationship for 10 years to make it successful, or think that it's successful. Okay. Now, if you're in a relationship for like A year is like 10 years now, okay? Because everybody wants shortcuts in life. No one wants to go through life is like a roller coaster. Everybody wants to be on the roller coaster when it's going up. Okay, when everything's fine and dandy and everything is up, everybody wants to be in a relationship when everything is fine and it's on the up and up. Okay, but when you got, everyone wants to be there in the peaks, but no one wants to be there at the valleys. Everyone wants to skip the valleys and stay on the peaks. And that's not how relationships work. You have to go through some exciting stuff and you have to go through some serious stuff. You're going to have to go through some ups. You're going to have to go through some down. But with social media, everything social media is a shortcut to life. And nobody wants to do the work. And nobody wants to do their obligations and their responsibilities to keep this relationship a relationship. Okay? So, yeah. That's why a lot of relationships don't last. It don't last at all. Okay, hold on. Okay, gotcha. So yeah, that men have responsibilities in relationship. Females, you have responsibilities in relationship too. And if you want to. Men, if you want to, I mean, women, when I hear a lot of women say it's rough out here in the dating scene, it's really not that rough out there in the dating scene because men are so simple. It shouldn't be that rough. I think it's easy to start a relationship, but it's hard to keep a relationship. I think, people know what to say and what to do when starting a relationship, but I just don't think people have the knowledge nor the resources to keep a relationship. All right. And that's why people give up so fast, so quickly. And it's not even that deep. It's not even that serious. I feel like, when women say, I can't find the right one. Okay. And there are occasions in life where you thought you found Prince Charming, and after being around him for a couple of years, you found out that he's a bum. I get that. That does happen. All right. But the majority of the time, you got these two people. They are attracted to each other. They start working on discovering one another and figuring one another out, and then they start a relationship. And when they start the relationship, once they get a relationship and everything's all fine and dandy, either they get married or after being in a relationship for so long, they decided to just cut things off because something was presented to them that they wasn't expecting, a rough patch. And a lot of people don't want to go through those rough patches. And a lot of people break up relationships because they don't want to hold their end of the bargain of the relationship. A lot of, guys don't want to be providers and protectors, even though that's in their DNA. A lot of women don't want to be a vessel of motivation for their man. That's too, is in their DNA, just a lot of men and women. There are some men and women out there that don't want to do those things. They don't mind putting in the work, putting in the time to create a relationship, but they don't know what it takes to keep a relationship going. All right. And then they come with these unrealistic things. Okay. So that's why a lot of relationships fall off. And that's why there's a lot of women out there saying, man, it's hard to find a man out here, and it's really not that hard to find a man out there. Women, there are some states like in Atlanta, the ratio, there are more women, there are some ratios in some states where there's more women than men. And there's more women than men. There's more men than women. I think it's a, you know, I think dating can be difficult if, I think dating can be difficult if you're being unrealistic or you have the wrong data in front of you. Okay? You're being unrealistic and you don't have the right data in front of you. I think dating can be difficult for a man and a woman. But to me, I just don't think, I think there's a lot of people out there that are misguided. They go for what's trending on social media. And then they say, well, that's the norm because social media told me that dating is like this and how to get a man is like that. And how to keep a man is like that. And I saw on TikTok, women prefer this. You know, like the ridiculous thing I heard was the Cheesecake Factory thing. Okay. And it's funny to me how that Cheesecake Factory thing blew up saying, oh, well, if you, are interested in me, then you shouldn't be trying to take me to the Cheesecake Factory. When was that the norm? When was that popping? Okay, that wasn't popping before then. There were plenty of women that went to the Cheesecake Factory on a date and nobody didn't even bat an eye. Now this one woman made a video, that video went viral, and now that's the norm. See, everything that blows up or pops that goes viral, it becomes a norm when it's the opposite. Why you think it blew up? Why you think it popped? Why you think it went viral? Because normally that's where everybody went to. It was the Cheesecake Factory. But you had this one woman saying, oh, that's not good enough for me. You should take me to a 5-star restaurant. Okay. On your first date, you're going to a 5-star restaurant on your first date. Just think about that for a second. And then you had this other video where this guy took his wife out. Her friends came along. Even though I feel like it was a skit. Now the friends are making a reaction on the video talking about, oh, well, you should buy our dinners as well. When was that the norm? Okay. I'm taking you out on a date. You bring your friends and I'm paying for our date, but also got to pay for their food. How that work? You see what I'm saying? And how do you apply that in, we're going to have a great relationship because you bought all my friends dinner. I think it adds more stress in the relationship because now all those women that are your friends, trust me, women, when they are in a struggle period, they're going to look at that and say, oh, I need to find me a man that's going to take care of me. You know what? My good friend she's married to a man and she bought her dinner as well as our dinner. Well, I need to put on my best fits on and try to attract him. Cause not a lot of guys out there that's going to pay not only for your dinner, but for all your friends' dinner. So he's got to be important, right? So all of these things, the reason why they're so viral and the reason why they go pop, and I feel like a lot of this stuff is staged, but the reason why this stuff pops and it goes viral, because normally you, on your first date, you don't go to no 5-star restaurant on your first date. When was that the norm? You have to put in some time to do that, men and women. You have to put in some serious time for you to think that you're obligated for this set of circumstances. So that's all I got for this episode. I hope you guys love this. If you want me to do more of these type of episodes, please do the poll. Please get at me on Twitter. Okay, all of my links will be in the description below. You can just follow me on Twitter. Tell me if you like this, if you didn't like this. If you listen to this on Spotify, there's a poll, and it's probably going to say, did you like this episode, yes or no? Vote yay, vote no. You know, I'm just trying to get into where I fit in. I told you guys I was going to give you relationship advice, and I haven't done a relationship advice podcast episode, so I figured let's do that right now. This could be controversial. I just want to say for the record again, I wasn't trying to attack women. I'm not attacking men, but when I'm trying to tell you guys that we don't take care of the simplest things in the relationship. And I feel like when men and women start valuing the simplest things in our relationship, then you will have more longer relationships. Okay. And I know a lot of people are going to put labels on it and say, basically a woman has to be a servant for a man, or basically a woman has to be an object to a man. And the men are going to say, we got to be providers and protectors. How come women can't be providers and protectors? They want equal rights. Okay. That's part of being equal. Okay. And I feel like a lot of men and a lot of women take these labels and they just plaster it all over like this is the norm. This is how we should do things. This is how we should react to things and things of that nature, when it's further from the truth. It's further from the truth. You know, I'm just telling you the rules. Now, don't hate the player, hate the game. This is the game of dating, okay? You have responsibilities and obligations. She has responsibilities and obligations. And when either side fails on their responsibilities and their obligations, the relationship is not going to work. It just simply is just not going to work, okay? But I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you guys want me to do more, do the poll, get at me on Twitter, tell me what you thought about this, and we'll just take it from there. I will be doing clips, a lot of clips, on my YouTube channel as well as Instagram and Twitter. I will do clips on this episode, and I will promote them all through this week. These episodes drop every Wednesday on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. That's where you can just type in my name, or just go to the link. I really need you guys to subscribe to me on Spotify. Okay. I got a fair amount of subscribers on Spotify, but I need more subscribers on Spotify. So check me out there. Don't forget, I have other episodes already in the chamber. You guys can go check those episodes out at your leisure. So, I've been cranking it, been consistently getting some listenership. And it seems like you guys are really digging what I'm talking about. And we'll get back into the freaky side of things. I got a very interesting episode on Freaky Tales. So, be on the lookout for that. Not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday we'll get back on our regular schedule programming. I just want to throw a little filler out there. What y'all thought about this episode? Just tell me. All right. So it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Down One. Everybody hates Chris. We already done wrapped this up. I will see you guys next Wednesday. Be there or be square, whatever. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, I'm up out of here. Outro, folks. Outro.